Iran ceasefire tested as cargo ship catches fire in reported drone attack of Qatar. By Breitbart London on May 10, 2026. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, AP. The shaky ceasefire in the Iran war was tested again on Sunday when drones of unclear origin set fire to a cargo ship off Qatar's coast and entered Kuwaiti airspace before dawn, authorities said. Qatar and Kuwait said that no casualties were reported from either attack. The events marked the latest threats to a month-old ceasefire, which the Trump administration says remains in effect. The pause in fighting has faced difficulties, with Iran restricting traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, a strategic waterway key to the global flow of oil, and the U.S. imposing a blockade of Iranian ports. Washington has been awaiting Iran's response to a new proposal for a deal to end the war, reopen the strait to shipping and roll back Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated threats to resume full-scale bombing if Iran doesn't accept an agreement to reopen the strait and roll back its nuclear program. Iran has mostly blocked the waterway since joint strikes on February 28 by the U.S. and Israel launched the war, which has caused a global spike in fuel prices and rattled world markets. One of the main sticking points in the negotiations is the fate of Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium. The UN Nuclear Agency says Iran has more than 440 kilograms, 970 pounds, of uranium that is enriched up to 60% purity, a short, technical step from weapons-grade levels. In an interview with Iranian state media, a spokesman for the Iranian military said that forces were on full readiness to protect nuclear sites where the uranium is stored. "We considered it possible that they might intend to steal it through infiltration operations or heliborne operations," Brigadier General Akramania told the IRNA news agency late Saturday. He didn't offer further details. The majority of Iran's highly enriched uranium is likely still at its Isfahan nuclear complex, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi told the Associated Press last month. The Isfahan facility was bombarded by U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in the 12-day war last year, and faced less intense attacks in this year's war. In Sunday's naval attack, Qatar's Ministry of Defense said that a drone targeted a commercial ship coming from Abu Dhabi into a southern port, setting a small fire that was extinguished. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said that the attack happened 23 nautical miles, 43 kilometers, northeast of Qatar's capital, Doha. It gave no details on the owner or origin of the ship, and there was no claim of responsibility. There have been several attacks against ships in the Persian Gulf over the past week. On Friday, the U.S. struck two Iranian oil tankers after it said that the vessels were trying to breach its blockade of Iran's ports. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Navy on Sunday reiterated its warning that any attack on Iranian oil tankers or commercial vessels would be met with a heavy assault on one of the U.S. bases in the region and enemy ships. In Kuwait, Defense Ministry spokesman Brigadier General Saud Abdulaziz Al-Ataibi said that hostile drones entered Kuwait's airspace early Sunday, and that forces responded in accordance with established procedures. There were no immediate reports of casualties and the ministry didn't say where the drones had come from. Pakistan is continuing to mediate during the ceasefire. Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said Sunday that he received a call from his Qatari counterpart, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, during which the two leaders discussed the evolving regional situation and reviewed ongoing peace efforts. Sharif wrote on X that the countries shared brotherly bonds and said that he looked forward to an upcoming Qatari visit to Pakistan. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.